You know, hard to believe that that cold snap that we had was only last week, but it was. We had dangerously cold temperatures in Michigan, and we were all asked, although it was just consumers, energy customers that were affected, asked to dial their thermostats back to 65 degrees after a problem at a facility of consumers energy. But it's gotten people talking ever since about our dependence on natural gas. Jason Hayes is the environmental director at the Mackinac Institute, and he joins us, the Mackinac Center rather for Public Policy, joins us on the phone from there this morning. Jason, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate you joining us. I like the piece that you wrote. The headline is "Get Used to It: The Wonderful World of Energy Rationing." Now, what happened last week was an extreme circumstance, but you say this could happen again.
Yes. Well, it's not. I mean, it's extreme in the sense that the temperatures were very extreme, and it's unusual in the sense that there was a fire at the Wright Compression Station in Macomb County. So those are things that you don't want to happen. You try to avoid having explosions and the sort, obviously. But it's not that unusual to have cold weather in the winter in Michigan. So this is not something that you know, is totally unpredictable. When you're setting up your system, you build in reserve and you try to make it so that that sort of thing doesn't happen. And so the problem that I was pointing out, the idea of getting used to it, is this notion of energy rationing, and they call it demand response, where the utility can reach out to you and say, we need you to tone down your energy use for a certain period of time. That sort of thing is coming because the system that Consumers Energy is setting up will basically force people to do that. They actually have it written out in their integrated resource plan, which is kind of like a 20-year plan that they're putting in front of the state government right now, that demand response is going to be one of the main ways they provide a stable system to the state of Michigan.
That doesn't seem like a real good policy, though, especially given that, you know, if those auto manufacturing plants in Macomb County that did cease operations for a day hadn't done that, it could have been disastrous.
Yeah, exactly. And that is one of the reasons why I wrote right at the top of the article, actually, people need to take this seriously, because if the system gets too strained, and we're speaking about the natural gas system in Consumers Energy's case, but also DTE sent out a notice to its customers asking them to reduce their electricity use. So we're two different systems there, but definitely the same sort of idea. Please stop using so much of this energy. But yeah, if we don't have that system set up, then basically what happens is, yeah, I mean, you start overusing it and the system breaks.
Do you think that we're maybe relying too much on one source of energy, in this case natural gas?
Yeah, and the way that the system is being set up, Consumers Energy is, again, reducing some of their baseload systems. So they're closing their coal plants, they're closing the nuclear plant, the Palisades plant. And what that does is it forces us to use more natural gas, because to the extent that you use renewable energy, which is what consumers says they want to build more wind and they want to build more solar, everybody realizes that the wind doesn't blow all the time and the sun obviously does not shine all day long. So when the wind isn't blowing, the sun isn't shining, you need something else in place to provide the electricity that all of us use 24 hours a day. And if you're closing coal and you're closing nuclear, that means you need natural gas. And when you use more natural gas, then in extreme weather situations like we had last week, that puts electricity generation in direct competition with home heating. And so that's where you start to see some of those pressures come. And then when you have a system error, a problem, an explosion or a fire like we did last week, then that really puts the system under extreme pressure.
And boy, were there a lot of people that were not happy about being asked to turn their thermostat down in right. you know, in that extreme weather. I heard from a lot of people that said, you know, how dare you ask me to do that? I'm a good customer. I pay my bills. Why don't you have enough natural gas to go around?
Yeah, and that's why I'm telling people get used to it, because this is the system that we are building now. When we're going away from the, you know, the old reliable methods, the baseload coal and baseload nuclear, to a lot more renewable, the ephemeral or less reliable versions of electricity, then what you get is this sort of thing. When there's a high demand on the system and wind and solar are not producing, you need to get that energy from somewhere. And if all you have left is natural gas, then again, you're stressing that system.
What can we as consumers do, you know, to I don't know, put more pressure on the utilities, or at least make our voices heard?
Well, definitely, I would, as a consumer and as a voter, I would be talking to my elected officials, because the people who are deciding whether or not this is a good idea is the Michigan Public Service Commission. So they have to approve Consumers Energy's plan, and also coming up here in 2019, DTE's plan is going to go through. Basically, every utility in the state has to do this, but the two big ones, obviously, are Consumers and DTE, and they have to get their plans approved by the state government, the Public Service Commission. And so that's who makes the decision, and it's the governor that appoints public service commissioners to their post. And we actually are very, very close to having two new public service commissioners come into place this year. So this is you want people who actually understand how the system works and are willing to do the job in a way that protects the ratepayers and the citizens of the state.
Of course, DTE is investing about $1 billion here in St. Clair County, building a new plant that will be largely natural gas.
Correct.
And I guess the concern here is maybe that's too much dependence on one form of energy.
And that's what, I mean, how many times have you heard, you know, the old saying, putting all your eggs in one basket?
Right.
That's not the way you build a strong system. You build a strong electric generation system with diversity. And we're going in the exact opposite direction. We're moving away from diversity, closing down coal, closing down nuclear, going to basically renewables with natural gas backing. So that's, and yes, we hear about batteries, and yes, we hear about upgrading the Ludington station. That's all well and good, but batteries are just not there yet. So we're still many years away from being able to rely on batteries over an extended period. So batteries exist right now that could serve in it's called a peaking capacity, where you only need a little bit extra for a few minutes or maybe an hour. But when you're dealing with situations, even like we did last week, where, okay, we've got to cut energy for, you know, several hours or a day or even longer, those batteries are not prepared to handle that stress. So, again, we're back to natural gas. So, you know, you can build coal plants that are clean as natural gas, and if people really don't want coal, then we should be building nuclear, because nuclear doesn't have those same emission profiles as the other options. But it's absolutely reliable, and I mean, we understand the technology. So we're closing off options and putting ourselves back into the situation where, again, I'm saying, get used to it. If we keep doing this way, this is what we need to just accept as the norm now.
Yeah, it was an eye-opener last week, that's for sure, when that happened. An interesting piece. Jason, we appreciate your insight this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, glad to do it. Anytime.
Take care. Bye now. Great.